Of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1929. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
Merry Christmas, one and all, and welcome to the Martin and McKenna Show from the Head of the Lakes, KUWS Radio. I'm Jack McKenna. Lou Martin will have the 7th Street Market 5 o'clock news. And then we'll have Christmas music, fittingly so, for this Christmas Day of 1929, friends. Even on a holiday, the news doesn't stop. Here's Lou Martin with the 7th Street Market 5 o'clock news. Merry Christmas, Lou.
Well, Merry Christmas, Jack. And Christmas is a merry one for the Finkler family today, although it could have been a different story. Yesterday, 5-year-old Charles Finkler was taken from his family's apartment. Superior police say that 43-year-old Carl John Edwardson, a transient sailor, walked into the lad's home and took the boy. Edwardson prepared to drive away in a Purity Bread Company truck, which he had appropriated for his own use. It was then that a quick-thinking neighbor, Mr. Lewis Ludwigson, called the police. While going to the street corner to use the police phone, he found Master Finkler in the Purity Bread truck and rescued him. Police Detective Ole Peterson then put handcuffs about Mr. Edwardson's wrists and are holding him in a jail cell right now. It's not known why the kidnapping took place. The boy's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Frank Finkler of West 7th Street, aren't acquainted with the sailor. A man believed to be responsible for holdups in Ashland and Hurley was sentenced to 5 to 15 years in Waupun State Prison yesterday. Ashland Circuit Court Judge G.N. Risford passed sentence on Joe Nersky. Nersky was nabbed holding up Santini's Bar in Hurley when the patrons fell upon him, sending him to a local hospital for several weeks, where he's under armed guard now while recuperating. Rain fell this morning, causing a handful of traffic accidents last night and this Christmas morning. Falls to the pavement were common, as Superiorites found themselves in a sudden horizontal position. The county doctor, W.H. Zwicky, was in a mishap on his way to St. Mary's Hospital. His car was struck by a car driven by Elmer Solem, swinging Dr. Zwicky's car around, knocking over a lamppost at the Hotel Superior corner. One of Superior's largest churches will be expanding. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
Lou, the Hammond Avenue Presbyterian Church needs more room, and it looks like they're getting ready to expand. Pastor Leslie Bechtel says the time is right, since they've just paid off the building's mortgage and they're debt-free. But Hammond Avenue Presbyterian, the second largest Presbyterian church in the state, second only to a congregation in Madison, needs more space for its members. A building committee has already been formed, and Dr. Bechtel says that they would use the new space for Sunday school while using the existing area for an auditorium, doubling the current capacity, Lou.
11 years ago, Superior Doughboys and other soldiers from Upper Wisconsin crossed the Rhine River into Germany after the signing of the armistice. Several of the men got together last Friday to remember the event. Many of them were recruited from the National Guard units in Michigan and Wisconsin, then in the Battle of the Argonne Forest when the Great War ended. One Superior Doughboy, Hugh McCray, filled a bottle with water from the Rhine, and he sent it home. Now we'll have more news for you coming up after a word from our sponsor, the 7th Street Market.
Right, and thank you, Lou. The 7th Street Market, incidentally, wants to wish all the folks a very Merry Christmas, especially from Joanne Sell. They're located at 705 Tower Avenue. Our sanitary meat department offers this bargain. Fresh pork loins, whole, a pound, 17 cents. Pork sausage, no cereals, 15 cents a pound. Butter, fresh creamy, 33 cents a pound. And good with your roasts. Puritan hams, 10 to 12 pound average, wrapped, 25 cents. We could go on and on with this, but we have news to report to. But remember the news from 7th Street Market, folks. Lots of wonderful bargains. And again, Merry Christmas from 705 Tower Avenue in Superior. Lou?
A major fire at the White House yesterday has left the presidential family unharmed, but forced to find other living quarters. armed infantrymen are watching over the ice-charred remains of the west wing of the White House after a fire there yesterday. The safety of President Hoover and his family were not endangered. Temporary quarters are being set up in the executive mansion's basement. The west wing of the White House was built in 1902 during the Teddy Roosevelt administration. This is the worst fire to strike the executive mansion since the Battle of 1814. Damage is estimated at more than $100,000, and the cause is undetermined. Also in Washington, Japanese naval delegates were greeted by U.S. officials. All agreed on the importance of the Kellogg Anti-War Arms Reduction Treaty, and Tokyo has reiterated its desire to maintain peace. And now, with a few words of local sports, here's our man with the sporting news, Ray Paulson. Merry Christmas, Ray.
Merry Christmas, Lou, and a Merry Christmas, sporting fans. A Southern hockey team will invade the Duluth Amphitheater for the first time this season. The Kansas City Playmores battle the Duluth Hornets in a two-game series beginning tonight. Coach Shorty Green has been putting his men through daily drills with hopes of shoring up the defense to aid goaltender Vern Turner. The men of the Superior State Teachers College are preparing to take on the nefarious competition from Ore Range teams. Center Husky Kernan and team captain Sham Mesnick are the price of the Yellow Jackets so far this young season. Nationally, this note from the United States Lawn Tennis Association. They have barred two Negroes from participating in national tournaments. This has drawn loud protest from the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. The Tennis Association made the decision without comment. And finally, sports fans, Superior State Teachers College will introduce their new men's athletic teams coach next week. Edward Ted Werrett has been approved to succeed Tubbs. Werrett is a former star athlete with the Yellow Jackets, graduating in 1921. It is hoped he will leave a lasting impression at the college. Lou?
Well, you never know, Ray, how it's going to work out. That's sports with Ray Paulson. And, Jack, we have so many Christmas news stories just from our head of the lakes that I'll give you some right now and save a few more for later. First of all, the meanest thief, a story out of Minneapolis. Police say an unknown sneak thief entered the Catholic orphanage there and stole all of the children's Christmas gifts while the children slept. The crook gathered the marvelous playthings that were stacked under the great Christmas tree. And the thief didn't stop there. He proceeded to raid the men's employees' lockers, making off with their gift cigars. The Knights of Columbus delivered the gifts to the orphanage Christmas Eve after the kids retired and said that they'll be back later today so the kids will not be disappointed for long. The generosity of Superiorites has made for a Merry Christmas for 35 needy families in the city. Coins dropped into the Salvation Army's little pots on Tower Avenue mean that food and presents were delivered to these homes, as well as the county poor farm and the visit to the county jail, allowing the Salvation Army to complete its mission of cheer. The Superior Elks delivered 140 Christmas baskets and 800 toys, among them toys repaired by Superior firemen. It might not be a white Christmas, Jack, with little or no snow on the ground here, but it's a festive one because of these fine efforts.
It is, Lou, it is. It heartens the spirit. You'll have more stories of Christmas cheer for us, and we'll give you music of the season, friends, here on KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. Well, now let's check that weather forecast for any snow. The U.S. Weather Bureau in Duluth's forecast for this Christmas Day, 1929, says the moderate weather we've had will give way to more normal temperatures, getting colder with some light snow across the region. West to northwesterly winds will push some lake effect snow onto the South Shore, where they're enjoying a nice white Christmas in Ashland and Bayfield. Expect a high temperature tomorrow at around 15 degrees. Now let's get into that holiday spirit with some music from our wax recording, friends. Here's Jingle Bells. Thank you. Well, thank you for the fine music. Now we're in the spirit, eh? Here are some suggestions from Superior Water, Light, and Power Company. Vacuum cleaners, percolators, waffle irons, heaters, washing machines, table stoves, ironers, electric heating pads, lamps, refrigerators, sewing machine motors, and urn sets. A plug in the wall, a lever snapped, and hours of drudgery vanish. Let electricity, tireless and capable, save hours of toil for her. She will appreciate the gift of an item that will create delightful leisure, accomplishing easily a household task. That note from Superior Water, Light, and Power Company at 1516 Tower Avenue. Okay, Lou, what else have you got for us there?
Well, sir, how about this one? The naming of a pre-Christmas baby to be born earlier this month in Superior is fitting for this holiday. Mr. and Mrs. George Eckerton of 1118 12th Street announced their newborn baby's name today. It's Donald Yule Eckerton. Nearly 3,000 kiddies packed the Palace Theater today in an event sponsored by the Superior Evening Telegram. They were treated to two matinees, including the picture Sonny Boy with little Davy Lee and a two-reel of Captain Kleinschmidt's expedition to the North Pole to find Santa Claus. Each child was given a small gift as they left.
Lou, did Captain Kleinschmidt find Santa? And will little Donald Yule Eckerton ever live down his middle name?
Well, I'm sure that Captain Kleinschmidt can't get his name on the back of his jacket, and I would imagine that Donald Yule Eckerton has forgotten about his middle name.
Now back to the music of the holiday from Christmas 1929 on the Martin and McKenna Show. This is the Clarence Williams Blue Five and the Santa Claus Blues from 1925.
Nobody knows how to make things fun for me. Last night my stock and I hung just like when I was young. But this morning there was a vacancy. No ding-a-ling, no ding-a-ling toy. No ticking on, ticking folks got to your door. Soon I hear the New Year chimes. That just means more hard times. Bad luck, your heart to lose. I got the friends all blue. Stop in the noise. It seems that every every now and then, the poorhouse pays his fee again. Then let your heart lose, I got Santa Blues.
Well, Lou, it's Christmas time at Roth Brothers Company. How about that? We hold a special sale of gifts, like men's fine shirts, $1.95, women's kerchiefs, $1, and hot point iron pad, $4.98, electric toasters, just $3.75, and leather handbags, ladies, for $2.95, all and much more. It's Christmas time at Roth Brothers Company. Well, it's a fine time for getting together with old friends, and the good folks in Lake Nebagamon did just that. About 60 people gathered last Friday for the annual Lake Nebagamon school reunion at the schoolhouse. We're told there was dancing and a few speech makers, too. Always have those. Talks were given by A.R. Amundson, L.J. Jolson, George Larson, Theon Borg, and J.A. Chisholm. Well, now back to our Now back to our wax recordings and more Christmas music. Ozzy Wayne and Duke Ellington's Hot Five from 1928 with Santa Claus, Bring My Man Back. And we have some more good news, good Christmas news from our newsman, Lou Martin. This is fun, Lou, all of these stories from our own people.
Well, you get a load of this true story, Jack. Arthur Nelson of South Superior can be arrested for taking two hogs from Mr. Monty Allen, who has a stable of horses at 36th and Tower Avenue. Mr. Allen butchered the hogs Christmas Eve and found them missing from his barn this Christmas morning. Superior Police Officer George Cole and Kenneth Johnson found the missing meat in Mr. Nelson's garage. Fortunately for him, Mr. Allen was filled with the Christmas spirit and did not press charges after Mr. Nelson paid for the hogs. And Jack, you'll be happy to know that the health seal sale was a success this year, although not all of the sales amounts are in as yet. Mrs. L. E. Ayers reports that more than $1,000 has been raised by the Superior Council of Parents and Teachers by selling the penny seals. Proceeds go to pay for milk for undernourished children attending local public and parochial schools. Jack?
Where do you find these stories, Lou? Well, how about some more music here before we take our leave of the program? Here's Winter Wonderland with Ted Weems and his orchestra.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. On the way is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans we have made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Well, it's the season, Lou. It sure is the season. Thanks for those good words and your hard work this Christmas Day, 1929. We'll remind you that next week, a special New Year's Eve extravaganza to close out the decade of the Roaring Twenties. We'll start out with news and music from 1899, when Superior turned the clock to the 20th century. And then we'll have a special hour of the top hits of the 1920s, along with the top stories of the decade. Also, from you, Lou. Time, though, for more music. Here's Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and indeed he is.
Thank you.
better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Thank you. So join us, if you will, next week at the Android Ballroom. We'll be carrying our broadcast live as we welcome in what we hope will be another prosperous and peaceful decade of the 1930s. So for Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Merry Christmas.
This is Radio Superior 1929, a weekly original radio drama presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior 1929 executive producer is Mike Simonson, and assistant producer is Brianna Pearson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1929 are actual accounts from editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or mail us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin 54880. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.